Welcome to the I Speak FSBO podcast, where we pull back the curtain from the real estate industry and expose everything they don't want you to know. We share tips, tricks, myths, and truths to fight against outdated real estate traditions so you can sell your home for top dollar without having to pay a dime in commission or sacrifice your time. It's time for homeowners to take back the power and break up the monopoly. This is the I Speak FSBO podcast, and this is your host, Josh Knox.
Hey everybody, it's Josh with the I Speak FSBO podcast. On this episode, I wanted to talk to you about not overthinking your transaction. And what I mean by that is a lot of people tend to think there's more work involved than actually exists. And that has a lot to do with just the industry at large. There's a lot of misinformation out there about what it actually takes to sell a house. And I don't mean this in a bad way. I mean this in the way that the industry has been around for so long, and you have, it's now about 1.3 million, realtors in the United States. So, and just so you know, realtor is, that's basically a trade union. And so there could be many more just licensed real estate agents that aren't part of the National Association of Realtors. So keep that in mind when I talk about these things on the podcast. But when you have that many people out there who all have different experiences, who are all viewing the world from their own glasses, right? Who are having different experiences, and many of them are doing this part time, or many of them, you know, only sell one or two homes a year. You start to get a lot of misinformation, and that's just the nature of any sort of industry where the amount of people that are involved aren't involved on a daily basis, don't do this from start to finish, and read articles here and there, some, you know, from varying sources. And so again, it can be challenging for the average homeowner to sort of sift through all of this data. But I'm here to tell you, as a former licensed real estate agent who was in the business for 8 years, and sold hundreds of properties, and have been on teams that have sold hundreds of properties a year. There's just not a lot of steps to selling a house. There can be if you overcomplicate the issue, but if you don't overcomplicate it, then the reality is you can get a transaction done very quickly. So let's talk through not overthinking it. The first thing is you just need to know there's four steps in selling a property. The first step is preparing the home the right way. The second step is marketing the property right way, which includes, you know, pricing it the right way. And then getting it in front of the right people. The third step is negotiating the transaction with contracts, with fill in the blank contracts, I'll add. And then the fourth step is closing the deal, right? So getting all the members of the team that you'll be working with to close the transaction. That's lenders and title companies or real estate attorneys, whichever state you're in. And that's it. Those are the four steps. So if you go through each step, and you think about the things that need to get done, preparing the house the right way is always going to be your responsibility as the homeowner. It's your property. You're in control of it. So how you pre-move and declutter the house is entirely up to you. How you keep your house clean is entirely up to you. But if you do it the right way, then your home will be presented to potential buyers in such a better light that you'll get a better experience. So that's your foundation. That's the building block upon which you're going to handle your transaction. Now, when it comes to marketing the property, if you've got that solid foundation underneath you, and then you price it according to your timing, like how quickly you need to sell it, and then you price it according to the condition of the house, right? Is it absolutely move-in ready, or are there a couple of deferred maintenance items that just didn't fit into your budget that you would need to take into account when you price it? And then finally, what does the competition in your marketplace look like? Is it a really hot seller's market where there's not a lot of competition, and so throwing up a property becomes much easier for the seller to get a good price on? Or is it a very competitive market where there's, you know, an equal number of buyers for an equal number of properties? And then, of course, negotiating the contract. And this is where people tend to overthink things. Most real estate purchase contracts in the United States, and this is dependent upon, of course, is the state that you live in, because every state has their own approved, usually realtor-approved forms. But real estate purchase contracts oftentimes can be as simple as 2 or 3 pages. Some states have made them up to 9 pages plus, and they have, you know, 100 numbered sections. But the reality is if you'll just read over the contract and look at the blanks that need to be filled in, you can easily figure out what's happening there. So you don't want to overthink the contract section too much. And then finally, closing the deal. That's just making a couple of phone calls, right? You call the title company at the beginning of the transaction to find out what their fees are. Every title company or real estate attorney is going to have a closing fee. They're going to have title policy fees. And they can tell you that information right up front, so you're not left in the dark. And then once you get your house under contract and you submit those contracts to the title company, the buyer would submit the contract to their lender, to their title company. And finally, you have the actual closing. So when you get to the end of the transaction and you're actually going to sign documents where money now changes hands, and then, of course, transfer of ownership. So not overthinking each one of these steps is critical, because, again, there's just for the preparation, the marketing, the negotiation, and the closing. And I'm here to tell you, after all of my experience, you can get a property successfully sold for top dollar without a real estate agent in as little as 20 minutes a day. Now, when I sold my property on my own back in 2005, I spent close to 10 hours total of my time. And that included getting the house ready, getting it marketed online. And I only got it in one location at that time because there weren't as many tools then as there are now. And then it included showing the house, finding the buyer, and negotiating that contract, and then closing the deal. And as I went throughout a career in real estate and worked with clients, specifically selling clients, I found that if I use that same system, I could trim the time that I had to spend on a listing down to about 5 hours to get a property sold for top dollar. And my clients were happy. And so giving you this system, and making sure that you just don't overthink everything that has to be done. Now it's going to be new for you. I'm not going to lie to you there. If you haven't done a lot of real estate, if you've only bought one home, or maybe you've bought and sold a home before, maybe you're not that familiar with the back end workings. But I'm here to tell you, and I'm not calling any one person out, but I'm here to tell you that the majority of time in real estate is actually spent by real estate agents finding new clients. That's just the nature of the business that they conduct. And so they have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to market themselves. They go through all kinds of training to get better at marketing themselves, get better at converting leads that they can get on the phone, get better at converting leads that they meet at open houses or at showings. And so when you hear that it takes a tremendous amount of time to sell a property, it's just not true. Can some properties take a lot of time? Sure. Sometimes there are complexities that can pop up in transactions, and I have had that happen to me before. Did it take me 40 hours of my time to sell one property? Never. Even in some of the most complex situations, it just never took that much time when you calculate it out, right? So if you think about it this way, if you go to work, right? If you work for a company and you do the traditional 9 to 5, you get up and you get ready and you go to work, right? You have a commute, you go into the office and you're working 40 hours a week. The reality is in real estate, it just doesn't work that way because the process is already laid out for people on how they need to do things. And so as you can think through, when you go to your 40 hour a week job, there are efficiencies that you've created in your work as well that help you get more things done faster. And so if you apply that same principle to real estate, it works that way. If you apply the fact that once a property is priced the right way and put out on the right online formats, then you apply that, then you will find buyers that will be willing to come take a tour of the house. Now, do you always sell a house the first time a buyer walks through it? No, you don't. That's not how any transaction in our world works, right? But you will find that if you have priced it the right way, according to those three things that I said before, and you have in the marketing section, put it in front of the right people online, right? Because 95% of all buyers that are looking for a home go online first. If you've done those things, then the buyers will come, and then you can have some simple follow-up phone calls to find out what the feedback is, and then you can make an adjustment from there. But honestly, what I'm telling you does not take hours and hours and hours and hours of work. It is, over the course of a 30-day time frame, about 20 minutes to 30 minutes a day that you would invest of your own time selling your own property. Are you going to have questions through the transaction? Sure you are. That's a reasonable assumption to make. But with the right tools in front of you, then those questions can be answered very quickly, and then you can move on to the next thing. And I'm here to tell you, real estate agents aren't any different. Unless you've run into an industry pro who's done it for 30 years, the likelihood that you running into a real estate agent who hasn't done it for that long is much higher, and who will also have questions on their end that they're getting answered behind the scenes that is not taking them a ton of time to get done. So even novice real estate agents who represent sellers oftentimes are having the same conversations of other experienced agents or maybe their broker. And so they're investing the same amount of time per day in selling your property that you would. And so when you go into a transaction and you know, okay, this is step 1, 2, 3, and 4, and you have specific items in each step that you have to take care of, a checklist, so to speak, then you don't have to overthink it. You can go, okay, I did all these steps, check, done. I did all these steps, check, done. And you move along your way. It's a real estate agent isn't doing anything different than you would do. So just keep that in mind. Don't overthink what you're trying to accomplish. You're simply trying to put a product on the market in front of the right people at the right price. And then that person will show up. And because of the way markets work, right? This is just how economics work. Because of the way markets work, you will have people show up to give you what you're asking for if it is in line with what the market is dictating to everyone, right? We don't control the prices as single family homeowners. That's a fact that we can't control. If you go into any suburban neighborhood, there's nothing that you can really do to that house that helps, that gives you the ability to control the value that's seen in it, because there are multiple other homes in that neighborhood, in some cases hundreds, that have sold now or in the recent past that have values attached to them. That's why we do appraisals. And so when you think through that and you go through each one of those steps, then you understand that the market itself will work in your favor if you're in line with it. Now, if you're out of line with it, if you overthink this, or if you try and impose your will on a price, right? Or impose your will on a particular buyer, then it's not going to work out in your favor. And so real estate agents sometimes will get into this trap. Oh, I know more than this person. I should get more for you because I'm licensed. The reality is if you'll just follow the steps and not overthink it, you can get the same prices out of property. And so that's my final message, right? That's my final message to you is don't overthink the process. Just go through it, steps 1 through 4. If you need additional help, go ahead and come in and get the training that we offer at thecommissioncure.com/formula. Or you can just go straight to thecommissioncure.com. But we'll give you a free blueprint up front of all the steps you need to take. And then if you feel like you need additional help, there's additional help there for you. And I'm here to tell you right now, it's less than a meal for two people out on the weekend to get that additional help with completely detailed trainings on every step that you need to take in order to get your house sold. So that's all I have for you today. I really encourage you to take this on and put that equity back in your pocket where it belongs. I mean, you're the one that's been making the payments. You're the one that's done any upgrades to the home, whether you did it yourself or you hired somebody to do it, right? If you've put your own investment dollars into making the house nicer, and now it's just time for you to move along, then you deserve to recoup all that equity that you've invested in over the time that you've lived in your home. So don't overthink it. Just follow the simple steps, and we'll see you on the next podcast.